In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
While we get into Roll 20 and we're getting the game going here, I wanted to tell the kids a quick story.
Yesterday, kids at home?
Yeah, kids at home. Kids listen. Hey, kids. It is a story about heroes. Yesterday, I was at my house with my daughter, who's six, and there was a loud crashing noise. And she said, "What was that?" I said, "I don't know. You go look." So she went upstairs and looked, and there wasn't anything up there, but I was still pretty freaked out. So then I went up and looked, and there was nothing up there. But then Tommy came to the house with Charlie, and they said, "Did you guys feel that earlier?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And Tommy said, "It sounded like there was a huge explosion. They felt it all over town." And I got really wigged out then, kids, because I had no idea what was happening. So I just kind of sat there freaked out. And my kids were like, "Dad, are you okay?" I was like, "I'm not okay, kids. What's happening?" And then it turned out, kids, it was an earthquake. A 3.3 earthquake. Kids, this nothing burger of an earthquake sent your podcast hero, Justin McElroy, into an absolute tailspin. So I want you to know that as I'm even pretending to be an action-based axolotl, this action hero, and you think, "Oh, I can never be as brave as Justin is, leaping into these various scenarios and rolling dice, helter-skelter, hither and yon." I was terrified.
You needed your 6'15" father-in-law to come and stand near you to make you feel safe and strong.
No, he looked freaked out. And guys, that's what sent me into a panic.
No way.
What you're doing here that I think is important, Justin, is
Mary also was just texting me names of cities where they also felt the explosion. I was absolutely losing it.
You're showing the kids at home that even like their bravest, strongest heroes have flaws. And I think that that's important, you know? Yeah. Like every hero has a weakness, and yours is being really afraid of stuff.
Yeah, I get afraid of explosions.
Yeah,
and that's then your one weakness. He texted me.
I didn't
feel anything. So apparently I'm no good at all in this scenario.
It was only 3.3, guys.
You're just so posted up on a real sweet spot of the tectonic plate. And I have never even heard of West Virginia having an earthquake.
So kids, know where your shelters are in time of emergency.
Good.
And stay away from Justin.
Yeah.
And don't tell Justin.
We'll get Math Frog to come in and do that one. He's just a superhero I came up with.
Speaking of superheroes, when we last left our heroes, they were infiltrating the River City First Enforcement Headquarters. Roger, he faked tummy troubles in one of his four tummies.
Yes.
And Agent Preston took him to the potty. And Navy SEAL's big, fancy dad, Golden SEAL, made some loud SEAL noises to distract some of the guards. We're here inside the ID only, the badge identification gates. And now you can see the full scope of the main floor of the River City First Enforcement Headquarters. You are trying to find Joshua Darnett. He has been demoted into records and processing.
Okay. So from where we are here in the coat check area of the main office, can we see the stairs down to leading down to records?
You can. So from where you're standing, there is like a half wall kind of with a gate through it that you would enter into the bullpen proper. Across the way, you can see doors that are labeled stairs. You know, they have all the signs and markings and exit signs and whatnot. But there is, to access them, you can see it as a security door.
Kay.
With like an ID scanner.
Okay.
That you will need to swipe some kind of identification to get past.
And which room is Eel Patrick Harris in?
Eel Patrick Harris, you can see through a large plate glass window in the wall, is in the interrogation room across from you and to the left. You can also see at two of the desks across the way, Squid Mark and Hammer Ned are going through processing and being booked.
Man, the arm of justice does not move at a great clip.
There's a lot going on here in River City.
Fair. I would like to suggest that we don't do the thing that we do every time we have a heist scene, which is that all of us all try to break into the place all at the same time.
We have a tendency to... In different contrasting ways. Your brother's heist plan.
Goofus always does a heist like this.
Okay.
I've got a little composition notebook, playbook with some plays in it. And I say over our little radio, like,
all right, I think it's time for Two Men and a Baby. You guys remember that one?
Yeah. Can you go over some of the salient details?
Two Men and a Baby? Well, Ted Danson.
The plan, man. I remember the film.
Oh, right. So us two would be the two men.
It's one of the most profitable movies ever made.
Yeah, they made it for a song. They paid Ted Danson with a big sandwich. Anyway, we're the two men. And we are the baby. You're little. You can sneak. We're not sneaky. I'm huge and untrained in the arts of stealth. So we'll be two men, go in there, and we'll pry open the door for you so you can slip in, right, dude?
Which?
Three men and a baby.
Okay, so I have to get to the door, right?
Roger, at this point, you hear a knocking on the door as Agent Preston is starting to get a little impatient waiting here with you.
Hey there, you almost done in there? Are you okay? Do you need... I need to get back to the desk.
Oh, it's a bad one. It's a bad one. Oh, boy. And Roger is going to release the biggest...
Oh, God, please.
No.
You don't need to...
Let's leave it.
Destructive methane cloud.
Let them fill in the blanks. Leave a gap in the map.
It's going to use CH4U and really try to chase Preston away.
Good.
Dad's waveform just made the face of the devil. It just gets sketched out.
It scared him, I think.
All right, Dad, roll me 3d8.
3d6? What?
3d8. Right. Oh, I get it. Like the devil.
Yeah. 3d... Oh.
That cow's got the devil in him.
All right, 3d8.
Smell of brimstone.
8, 4, and 1.
That's only one success, but the one success is an 8, which is the best number on there.
That is true. With a mixed success... It is a very convincing stink cloud, which has mollified Agent Preston that this is definitely an emergency situation for you and that you are really having some serious tummy troubles,
but
does not drive him away.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No.
I noticed
that. No. If Dad gets a mixed success when attempting to make... the biggest fart he can. There is only as an acceptable outcome.
Now wait, and that's on the bubble for the content filter.
That is on the bubble for the content filter. So we need something different. I'm going to call it a blart. And kids, you know what I mean.
I'm going to have to call the FCC real quick to make sure. Hold on.
He fooped.
Yeah, hey. Oh, this Derek? Yeah, we're working on a thing.
It's a little better than the boy who cried.
Yeah, no, he got a mixed success on trying to make a really big fart.
It was an 8.
There was an 8. Tell him about Foop. Tell him we're thinking about Foop.
We're going to rebrand it as Foop.
Blart.
Is that going to pass? That's still pretty bad, but it's on the bubble.
Oh, good.
Okay, we can go with Foop.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you, Derek. Love you.
You know, using bubble isn't appropriate.
Okay, Derek said we can go with Foop. And we'll be tentatively okay.
Cool.
Okay, so it's this massive Foop.
Yeah.
Looking at this
I don't know if you want to go with massive, Dad. Are you sure with the implications of that?
Well, I'm sitting on a... I mean, I'm in the water
closet.
It's
a good place to do it.
I'm in the loo.
What is art?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool to think about.
You Foop real big.
And he doesn't move at all? Come on, give me a little.
He doesn't come in to check on you.
This is what I'm arguing. He has to move, but he poops his pants.
Oh, I see.
This is like, that's the mix of the success.
Well,
it's the only
mix-up. What's great here, for those of you at home who can't see the map, there are two doors to the room.
Right.
And so Dad opted to instead Foop himself.
I can walk into my logic. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
It is important to note. If Travis Dad attempts to fart so loud he scares the man away.
Yeah.
But he instead farts quietly, that is not a big success. It's an embarrassing failure.
Okay.
It's a man who's just farted himself.
But instead Fooping himself,
Fooping
you consider
himself,
that a partial success?
It is a success, but there is a price has been paid.
And I gotta say, there's probably no worse place on the planet to Foop than inside of a bathroom stall. You were so close. You almost had
it. Psychological effect.
And it's not just the sound.
So smart.
Trav,
man.
I was really hoping that the cloud of gas would be so
powerful
he would at
through.
Least step away a couple
That's
of steps.
The seasoning of experience. I mean.
Yeah, so he is definitely grossed out. He's going to kind of move to the other side of this big group with Golden Seal. Like, oh, God. Oh, guys. Oh, yeah, we're going to need a minute in there. Maybe light a match. Well, like 100 matches or something. My God. I think he just fooped himself.
Is the coat rack on wheels?
The coat rack is on wheels.
Perfect.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to step inside the coat rack and slowly start edging it in the direction of the stairs. Slowly.
Two men and a baby, I think, calls for the two men to be sort of synced up instead of having, again, our own competing, conflicting distractions. So I am right here with you.
Come with me. This is how we're going to do it.
Yes, brother.
I'm looking at our pathways.
Yeah.
This is the only option.
Yes. I love this. Should we let Roger get moving before we begin doing our own sort of deal?
Well, I thought that his turn was farting, so I wanted to do my turn.
Well, now that he's pooped himself, let's see how this plays out.
Okay. Well, sorry, guys. That was a real dead move.
I think with that extra space, he's going to go through that back door of the bathroom and clamber into the...
Now, there's nothing you're going to do first.
Guys, we spent 12 minutes investigating the Foop. I petition you to move on.
Off the darn scale, Trav.
Very true, very true. But every 10 seconds, somewhere in this world, a cow poops. And it just
probably,
falls.
Dad, that's insane. It's probably, there's so many cows on Earth.
Right.
There's so many cows on Earth.
I think he just lets it fall where it does.
The biggest source of agricultural greenhouse gases worldwide, kid. Cows.
Yep.
Gotta eat fewer cows, guys. Come on. Get it
the together. More you know.
Nope, we do that at the end.
Okay. Right. So you're moving towards that back door here.
And I'm going to clamber into the air vent.
Okay, yes you are.
Hope it's a pretty big air vent.
So, as you exit into that kind of side hallway there. Before it sees you, you see that there's a camera at the end that is kind of doing a sweeping about 270 degree pointing at the hallway where you are and then sweeping back to the seating area here where Golden Seal is surrounded by the enforcement. So you will need to time that out if you wish to, if you're trying to avoid being seen.
I think it's time for me to do the night foxtrot.
Of course it is.
The Mondo move. When he hears a techno beat, he can do a fluid, acrobatic, tumbling dance. And I think into his headpiece, he's going to say, I need one of you fellas to give me a techno beat.
There has got to be a better way for you to do this. You can borrow my Zune for the next operation you can control.
These are my powers. These are my moves.
The fact that your powers are conditional to one of us doing a beatbox is really hard on the rest of us.
But Lyle has a drum thing, doesn't he?
I need to check the pockets of the coats, please. Are there any devices in the coat pockets that can play music?
Oh, good. That's good.
Okay, good.
Give me a roll with, I'm going to say anything's a drum, to find
good.
Something.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, one success.
Success. With a mixed success, you find in one of the coat pockets, someone has bought a birthday card.
Oh, that's smart, Travis. I love that.
To give to a friend. And it's one of those that you open it up and it plays
Sandstorm.
Yeah, it plays Darude Sandstorm in a real chiptunes kind of way.
Okay, as it starts playing, that's very unfortunate for me because that's quite loud and distracting. As it starts playing, I'm going to fold it into a paper airplane.
Okay.
When a structure or environment is in danger of destruction, I would practice sense of the best path of escape. This place is ready to blow now with all this methane gas.
Mm.
No, okay, that's not, you're right. A bit of a stretch.
If it had been a completely successful foob.
No, 100%, yeah. It was a dirty one. Can I roll 2d8 to fold an airplane card?
You can, but if your goal is to sail it over there to him, there will also be a roll to see if you can do it without detection.
Okay.
Now, you are good at camouflage.
Yes, so let me do the roll.
This is how well you can construct the airplane to make it all the way to him.
And I don't have any reason to think I'd be good at that. 2d8 seems more than fair. Yeah, and I mean, it's a mixed success.
Okay, so with a mixed success...
If you stack enough mixed successes onto each other in this game, story you really, really start collapsed. To lose the, yeah. lose the plot.
With a mixed success, you are pretty sure you have folded it in such a way that it will make it to him, and I'm going to, flip a coin, and if it's heads, it'll make it to him, and if it's tails, it does not.
That's a mixed success.
Okay, it's flipping. Heads! You succeed.
Yes.
Yay!
Okay, now we just hold it up to our ear if you are noticed.
Oh man, I just barely got two successes out of those five die.
Okay, yeah, with that you are able to do this like an absolute surgeon.
Five
just
die?
Like fold
five
it.
Die?
Perfect.
What's grammatically correct? Five die or five dice?
Two dice, three dice, four dice, five dice.
Five dice.
Five dice.
It just sounds weird.
Five dices, I actually think.
Dices. Dices.
Yeah.
I hate dices to pieces.
So.
Okay, Dad still has to do his move now.
Yeah, you have successfully landed this birthday card playing Darude Sandstorm on chiptunes in Roger's hands from across the headquarters without being noticed. And it's a shame that no one noticed, because if they had,
it would have been the wildest thing.
Everybody would have lost.
No matter
it.
How loud my dad is being right now, there's no way they didn't just hear
Well, here's the thing that you don't know, Griffin. That is everybody's favorite song in this office, without fail.
Okay.
So people are constantly, it's everybody's ringtones.
And also, Griffin, there is a way I rolled about it.
I guess they didn't,
because I rolled about it.
Yeah, narratively, it's because it's everyone's ringtones, but... Mechanically, it's because Justin rolled some dice and he got two successes.
I know it feels like they should have, but they didn't.
Yeah, cool.
Sometimes, Griffin, the dice tell a story.
Yeah.
So, Dad, you're now holding a birthday card paper airplane playing Darude Sandstorm on chiptunes, giving you a techno beat to use your Night Foxtrot.
All right. Then it's
time. So, you're
going to
roll 4d8. Now, you also have lots of time to shine dice.
Yo, I'm going to use one. Oh, believe me.
I was
going
to say, the amount of goofs that have gone into this single
so
maneuver.
So much work. It's got to work. So I'm going to roll 5d8.
Just life minutes.
Just 20 minutes of goofs.
All right.
Building to this
here
moment.
5d8.
Here goes the roll. 5, 5, 7.
Not only a success, but a cowabunga.
Thank goodness, Dad.
You are able to seamlessly enter this vent like a stinky shadow, just rolling up in there. Nobody notices the noise of the vent being removed. You're able to get in there and just enter that vent and begin shimmying your way through.
I prefer clamber, if it's all right with you.
I don't think you want to clamber, Dad. I think that implies noise.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want to.
No. And I'm going to unfold the paper airplane and put it in my jacket pocket, but I'm going to hold
Thank
on
you.
To it.
Good idea, I think.
All right. So now we...
Are you going to close it or leave it open?
Oh, I'm going to close it.
Okay.
If he listens to techno music constantly, he will be dead within the hour. He can't handle that much.
And with that cowabunga, not only do you enter seamlessly, but you are able to do so and replace the vent as the camera comes back around to that end, revealing nothing. It's seamless. God,
mission impossible.
This is what you are built for, Roger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, not all of it. Well, maybe. With four stomachs. Okay, we're back to the coat rack and the two men of the two men in a baby scenario. Your plan, if I remember correctly, is to move the coat rack through the gate and into the bullpen.
So should I make it look like I'm pushing the coat rack into the room, and then you can be in the coat rack hiding? Because like, if they just see a coat rack scooting across the floor, they're going to be pretty confused, I think.
No, so it's we're going to pretend to be, you know what, I'm sure I'll come up with something.
I love it. I want to support
you in this.
I usually
do in the moment. Like,
yeah.
In the moment. But I can't just vent here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You need the pressure.
That's exactly. That's,
you're a game time player.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. With the distraction of Golden Seal, you are able to get as far as the gate. But now you will need to open the gate and maneuver yourselves in a co-rec through. So this is where I'm going to need the roll. Lyle, it seems like you are leading the way. So give me that camouflage roll.
Okay, so that's a cowabunga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as far as anyone's concerned, this is just a coat rack. Maybe
just
come
a
loose
regular?
A little bit. Somebody hung a coat weird.
Does anyone need their coats?
Wait, what are you doing?
Anyone?
What?
This is how it's been working the whole
what?
Time.
You see a guy turn from the coffee station at the sound of your voice.
Hello. Do you need any service from CoatBot?
Wait, what?
Yes, your office is in the pilot program. You're one of the first offices with a CoatBot. And this has been working. I got a double cowabunga.
I mean, listen, I fully believe that this is a CoatBot, but
I know you
still
do. I rolled
weirded
about
out.
It. I know. Listen.
How can I help you, CoatBot?
You can turn around. I'm sorry, my programming is still... Do you have feedback? I sense from your reaction that I have upset a social moray.
Well, yeah, I'm a little confused, CoatBot, because, like...
I said turn around.
Oh.
Sorry again.
Now, he fully believes that this is a CoatBot.
Yeah.
With your cowabunga, you are camouflaged as CoatBot. He's buying it. But now he is a little bit confused as to whether or not he should follow this command.
Okay.
So I'm going to need one of the two of you. Justin, you're the one leading the charge here. I'm going to need you to roll to see if you can get him to turn around. It doesn't seem like you got... anything in that strength. So roll 2d8 to see if you can get him to follow this command.
Okay. Mixed success.
A so mixed success.
90 degrees.
He turns. He's still kind of looking at you over his shoulder as he faces towards the stairs. He's like,
he's a little suspicious.
Like this?
I get it.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
While he is doing this, it looks like, based on sort of the vector at which we are entering this room, we are right up close to a bunch of desks. Could I try and swipe an ID card or something?
That's good.
Because no matter what, it seems like we're going to have to get past that ID scanner in order to reach records.
Yeah, give me... let me see what you got here.
This is not my forte whatsoever, but I don't know.
So first, give me a bug eye roll to see what you can see on the desk from your vantage point.
Okay. Two success, 7-5.
Okay, yeah, with two successes, definitely within arm's reach, you see someone is like hastily put down, like maybe they clocked in late, but like their pile of stuff, and it's like their keys, their phone, and their like ID badge that they would, and it's all kind of grouped together.
Okay.
So now I'm going to have you make a roll to see if you can grab one of them without getting noticed.
I'm going to use, I think, 2 time to shine dice here.
Whoa.
Giving you 48.
I have nothing. I have nothing here. And then the ID is what I want to grab, right? If it's
correct.
An ID scanner, I don't want his keys or his phone. Cool. All right. Here goes nothing. Please. 3 successes and a cowabunga. 7-5-5.
Oh, yeah. Wow. With 3 successes and a cowabunga, you grab his phone and his ID badge if you want.
Oh, man. I don't know that I want his phone. I feel like that's just going to cause more complications for me. What do I need a police officer's phone for?
That's fair. Okay, yeah, you grab his ID badge, and with that cowabunga, not only does no one see, but that guy, you know, is very busy. You could tell by
he
the rush
that he
set
has
everything
an ID
done.
Badge at all. Yeah.
Like, he's not going to notice for quite some time.
Okay.
Okay, let's get back to Roger in the vents real quick.
Get back to... Yeah. I mean, I needed a breath after we walked 6 feet in a coat rack.
Well, and convince the guy that you were a coat rack
robot.
We did
a lot of stuff.
I'm
yeah,
not
just
grousing.
Don't undersell
I'm not
what
grousing.
Just
I think our overall progress in this episode is fantastic.
I'm amazed, frankly.
The rate at which we are just grinding through your content.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, the Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's the Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, Z-Y-X-X, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
Roger, give me Let's see. We've already established that you are graceful in here. You're a dancer. Give me a 3d8 roll to see how far you have made it through the vent.
Okay.
It's two successes. 5, 5, 4.
That's a cowabunga, baby. All right. You've made it all the way down to the corner.
Okay.
And from this vantage point, you can start to hear voices coming through some of the vents along the way further down. They're a little bit muffled right now. You can tell there's some distance still before you would be on top of them. But you can definitely hear some voices coming through some of the vents.
Could I make my way down to listen through the air duct next to the interrogation room?
Yes, you can. I'm going to have you do a roll, another 3d8 roll, to see if you can do that undetected since the interrogation room is currently occupied.
Okay, well, surely something in here are my powers.
I mean, I'm giving you 3d8 for being right. A graceful spy.
Okay, well, I'll just keep it at the 3. Okay.
Holy crap. Three. Oh, my God.
There's your
God.
3 sixes.
What? Whoa. What does this mean, whoa. Travis?
Why, Trav?
It means he's of the devil.
Oh, no, not the Antichrist. Oh,
I think this is the second time Dad has rolled 3 sixes.
Hey, guys. Oh,
it has to mean something.
Can we say something, though? It's like, this is a kid's show, so if we could come up with something that's kind of like the Antichrist, but like a little
oh,
less.
Cool for kids.
Like a little
the
more.
The Boogeyman!
Like the super oh, bad guy.
Like it's the Boogeyman.
Anti-Skibbity.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's Ohio.
He wants to kill all
the
Skibbity.
No, I think if it's supposed to be satanic, just make it Skibbity.
So. None of us. Okay. Well, some of us know what that means.
You are able to make it right next to them. And lucky for you, the way that the airflow is going, the duct is carrying your stink trail away and down towards
oh,
the
oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Hey, Dad, that's for me to decide. You fook okay. yourself. You don't
Travis,
get to
actually, with 3 sixes, I think Dad should get to be in charge for a little while.
Of his stink clown?
Of reality.
I mean, 3 sixes is crazy, man. That's a crazy
you should
role.
Have a didn't you make a special role for that? Like you have to quit the game or something?
I do? Or Dad?
No, like Dad, whoever rolled it has to quit. I think that's what you said.
Dad, at this point, your stink cloud, you're like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland where you can shape your stink cloud into
okay.
different things. Also, awesome. Maybe Gandalf, like a wizard.
Are you sure you want to give me that power?
For the next 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to make like a pretzel shape.
Just
okay.
turn it into the evidence we're looking for.
It's like Green Lantern's ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Whole new power.
And the power's gone.
Okay. Roger wants to listen in.
Okay, yeah. With 3 sixes, absolutely, you're able to do so undetected. You can hear the voices much clearer now. You hear, yeah, so then it's the voice of Neil Patrick Harris. So then they sent us in, and we kidnapped this guy, and I'm not at liberty to say, but then I fled down to a thing, went to the SEAL base, the Bayside Baddies. They were there. What other information do you guys want? I mean, I'm trying to tell you whatever you need. Yeah. Okay, listen, Eel. We're willing to, like, let you off here, like, but you got to give us more than that. Like, who hired you, right? Who was it? Oh, yeah. It was, this lady named Clamgela hired us on behalf of some guy named the Walrus. What else? So it seems to you, Roger, like you are getting the impression, especially with 3 sixes, that he has turned confidential informant here, giving them whatever information they want about what went down to avoid any kind of sentence.
Okay, so...
But we knew that stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
He said that to us when we interrogated.
Yes.
Yeah, and I also had my comms open when I was listening to this stuff, so you guys could hear whatever I heard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, just to be clear, I just want to make sure I understand sort of what I'm hearing, Trav, to keep up with the storylines and stuff. We're at River City First Enforcement. We are telling them that a guy named the Walrus hired us to do something. And
no,
like,
no. Neil Patrick Harris in the interrogation
room. Neil Patrick Harris is telling them that he was hired by somebody named the Walrus. He's telling the people at River City First Enforcement that he was hired by someone named the Walrus. And they're like, huh, interesting. Let's keep a note of that. Is that, I just want to understand the what's happening.
Yes, correct. And okay, he is also doing so that Hammer, Ned, and Squidmark will face harsher sentences, and he will not.
Oh, man.
So now we're back to Navy SEAL and Axel Lyle. The security guard that you have convinced that you are a coat rack robot is now facing 90 degrees away from you. You have the identification, Navy.
And yeah.
Let's take it away.
Okay. I guess we'll just keep rolling towards the ID scanner and the stairs.
Wait, so why did you have me? What's the net? What's going? I he thought that like you would give me our, my code.
Hey, Trav, we're done with that guy.
I didn't know we could do that. We're done. This
I
challenge
don't think
is
you
done.
Can. Okay, so is he still talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab him and pull him into the coats and knock him out.
Well, but he's. I mean,
he's looking. Well, out, no, he's hey, not listen. Looking at us. He's looking away from us. Well, he's looking kind of. He's looking 90 degrees away from us.
He's
that's
looking. Yes, half away from you.
So I can half get the drop on him, no problem.
Yep. Justin, give me
everything's a drum.
Everything, anything's a drum.
I'm rooting through the pockets to look for something to knock this guy out with.
Yeah, go for it.
Let me see what I can find. Oh, wow. God. That's three successes and one of them's a cowabunga.
Yeah, so with the cowabunga.
There's a 557.
There's a hypo full of drugs in there.
We are just really crushing our rolls today.
Yeah. Well, in one of the pockets, you find a taser labeled instant and painless. Knockout cool. for 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. I
one use only.
I take one of the coat hangers and use that to hang him up with the other coats.
I call that how to succeed in business without really dying.
I'm looking at Axel Lyle with a look of shock and horror on my face.
We are going to get in so much trouble. You just escalated this. This was trespassing,
no, no,
bro.
No.
This was trespassing,
listen,
bro.
I thought so, too. But I know that that worked perfectly. I don't know how to explain it. But it definitely worked perfectly.
I'm just saying they would have gotten us on trespassing.
They didn't.
And now you've done something way worse.
It wasn't
way
up to
worse.
Me. You just have to try things and see if they work out in this life. In this life, you don't know if something's going to succeed or if it's going to fail before you do it. In this life that you and I are living together right now, you have to just do something and maybe it'll work and maybe it won't. That is literally not in your control.
You're right. You're right. That makes me uncomfortable, but you're right. Let's get to the ID scanner and then try and get out of here without anyone seeing our faces.
Okay,
we do so that. Can we keep tiptoeing?
So we do that.
That was a beautiful scene.
The message was nice. I'm not sure about the source of it. Sometimes in life, you just have to knock someone out.
And just see what happens.
Well, the message is that he is aware that he is in a role-playing game.
What? Oh.
That's what he's saying. In this life that we are living, you and I, crazy. Right now, you have to just do things because you cannot know if they are going to succeed or not. So he is being literal in his existence. Yeah. He has found that he doesn't know if things are going to work or not. He just has to try them, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. It's really not up to him.
Can we try and steer over to the right a little bit?
You can try to steer any way you want. This thing's fully lubricated, no squeaks at all. How do I know? Cowabunga.
Yeah.
Which way are you heading?
I don't know. If we can move over towards the camera, and then there seems to be like one office over here.
Let's investigate.
Only one person
there.
In it. So I'm thinking like if we have an opportunity to maybe take this camera out so that Roger doesn't have to deal with it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, we're in a fully actual position. And Travis, I would love if I could knock out a few more guys that you'll have to drag along with this coat rack.
Yeah.
Viewer at home, listener at home who's not a viewer, you will not get to see the real joy of watching Travis scoot a coat rack, and then me, and then Griffin, and then the little guy that I knocked out.
And just keep adding map. More detritus to
right,
the pile.
It's like a little Katamari Damacy
of
inconvenience.
It'd be great if we left by just rolling the coat rack up to the front lobby and just like 30 police officers popped up.
Okay. I think, can we pass, I mean...
What's in this office? Yeah. Can you see into it?
The door is currently closed. Okay. And this one does not have a plate glass window. You could listen.
Yeah, sure.
roll me...
It'd be weird if I was like, no. Server,
the coat rack bot is now blocking fire exits.
I don't have bug ears. I'll just do 2d8.
Yeah.
Wish I had bug ears. One success. 4-5.
With a mixed success, you can hear only one voice from what you can listen to. You're not quite able to make out what they're saying.
Okay.
But you only hear one distinct voice talking.
Is it an authoritative sort of chiefly voice?
It is...
this is the only private office in here, so I have to think someone in here.
There's a confidence to it, a gravitas.
Okay. So that's definitely not Goshua. I think we can all agree.
Only one way to find out.
I mean, Goshua got demoted. I don't know why he would get his own office. But maybe it's Goshua. Dang, now you got me second guessing.
Well,
if it is Goshua, I don't actually want to see him. He would be pretty mad at us. So we're good here.
Just here blocking the door and the camera.
I think we should... Oh. This is perfect.
Yeah?
We can keep rolling until we are blocking the camera.
That's cool.
And
I don't,
then we can exfiltrate from the coat rack. I have an exit strategy, and that's it.
I love it. Can we roll up to the camera?
And block it with the coat rack?
Where you are right now, you are blocking the camera.
Okay,
at least
great.
From the corner of the stairs, you know, go down. And so right now you're in a pretty effective blocking position.
Okay.
I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, let's just wait, see what that does.
Okay, Roger, give me one more roll to get to the end of the vent there.
Okay.
Is he literally rolling like a keto roll or just cool. rolling dice?
Just rolling dice. Yeah, with double
sixes.
Seven
and six.
You have made your way down to the vent. You can see out of the vent now from your vantage point. You can see through the vent to see Squidmark at processing with an agent with him. You see Hammerhead being processed with a couple agents around there as well. And to your left, you see a coat rack. And
he knows what's up with the coat rack.
There's
no way we
have about that.
I peek my little face out and hold up the ID card and give a thumbs up. He can't see that. Can he see that?
Do you want him to see that?
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, make a roll for me to see if anybody else sees that.
It's so discreet, though. Like, I'm barely...
Well, you have comms. You could just tell him.
We're in the coat rack and we have the ID card. Roger? I assumed. Yes, good.
With that roll, would you allow me to continue down the air duct?
Sure.
To where the camera is on the other side of the wall?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I have to assume there are, like, wires.
They definitely put wires through the air ducts, definitely.
Yeah, here behind the camera, you are able to see a bundle of wires. None of them labeled.
Okay.
Dang.
Okay, I mean, he is a spy. Infiltration is his thing. I think he's going to fiddle with the wires of the camera.
You do have also the... Didn't you get a device...
I do. Yes, the Halicar. Yes. Yes, the Halicar hack. The Halicar hack, which...
Did you forget about your hacking device that you built?
That's what it is.
I assumed. Hey, Dad, can I tell you something? I love you so much. When you asked me if you could get to the camera and there would be wires and stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, he totally remembers that he has a hacking device.
And well, of course I did, Travis.
Oh, it was all a clever ploy. That, yeah, to lull me into a sense of security.
I was luring you into my narrative.
You have to accept that on some level Dad did know, right? That,
yeah.
That is the only thing that makes sense, is that inside Dad, yes, there is a war.
There are two wolves, one who remembers he has inventory.
And one who's just kind of drooling and lays on his side all the time.
Waiting for belly rubs.
And farting.
Yes, I use the Halicar hack, which is a pocket, cleverly disguises a pocket watch with a cow face on it, and use it to connect to the, okay, here's what he's going to do. He's going to use it to connect to the camera so that it's on a permanent loop of what it's showing now.
Okay, give me a 3D8 roll with your Halicar hack.
Can he see, can you see the, like, network? Because it would be cool to know where stuff is. I don't know if the Halicar hack has a screen.
Hmm. Well, let's see how well he rolls, and then I'll let you know how well he connects.
All right. I'm going to use a Time to Shine dice, too.
Okay,
so
good.
4d8.
4d8.
6, 2, 3, 8.
With two successes, you're not able to access, like, the full network, but you are able to create a loop on this camera, allowing you guys to, in this area around the stairs, move without being detected by this camera.
Amazing. Perfect.
So let's jump back to the two men in the coat rack. Are you guys waiting for some kind of movement from Roger, or is there a next step in your plan?
Can we tell if Squidmark and Hammernet are, like, nearing the end of the processing process? Because, like, to paint a picture for the folks at home, Roger is going to have to basically sneak right behind where these two criminals are being processed in order to reach the stairs down to records.
Give me a roll with your big old bug eyes to see if you can get a read on the situation.
7 and 8, 2 successes.
Okay, yeah, with 2 successes, it's hard to tell exactly where they are in the process. They've clearly been here a long time, and you can tell that they are getting very agitated and somewhat uncooperative. Okay. With the agents who are processing them. Tensions are running high. It is definitely a fraught situation.
Okay.
It seems like everybody's ready to be done in one way or another.
Okay.
We got two bogeys by the gate. You should be able to get there, Roger, and we should be able to get you the ID, but you're going to need to move quick because it's an agitated situation. Roger?
Roger that.
This is really confusing. I didn't even think about the fact that your name is, like,
Roger. 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 10-4. Roger.
Cool. Cool.
So what do you do?
Still gotta do something.
You solved
Roger
it.
Roger does.
You solved it, Justin. I was what? Just waiting for you to do something.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. That actually beats Abnormals. thank you.
I was telling Dad to do something.
Thank you, everybody, so sort much of a, for
we're
joining
in position.
Us.
We're in
position. We have nothing.
We
else
have
to
nothing
do.
We can okay. do. It's all the Roger show right now,
and I can't wait for the same Roger time, same Roger channel. Join us again next week on the Roger show.
Our big cliffhanger is that Dad wasn't acting fast enough.
Hey, it's a new low. It's a new low, but kids, I want you to remember this, because you thought we were going to have a good cliffhanger, right? But mm-hmm. This is another thing where your heroes let you down. You know what
and
I mean?
And you overhear one of the agents say, what? A meteor heading for the city?
Things are really
heating up. Oh, no, sorry. I misheard you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. You wanted a meteor sandwich. Okay.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.